I adore you. I thank you, Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you love the Lord, give him a praise. Come on, give him your best praise. Give him your best praise. If that praise was for me, it's okay. But somebody give Jesus a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You may be seated in the house of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me be a good preacher tonight. Let me first greet the man of God, Pastor Praise. Thank you for the opportunity, man of God. I never met Pastor Praise. Hallelujah. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. We like verse 17. Verse 17 speaks about the new creature. 16 says, no, no man after the spirit. No, no man after the flesh. But knowing by the spirit. When I came into the house this evening, and the man of God just shook my hand, and I just could connect with him in the realm of the spirit immediately. You see? So don't know, we shouldn't look at one another by our fleshly appearance. But we should know one another by the Spirit of God. It is the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of us. He testifies about Jesus. He bears witness with our spirit. He says to us that we are the sons and we are the daughters of God. I believe in this house there is sons and daughters of God that is about to arise. There is sons and daughters of God that's going to perform mighty miracles, that will do mighty works in this region. You guys are going to take authority. You guys are going to move in great power, because sons and daughters of the Most High God is arising in this hour, in this hour, in this time. Someone's ear is opening. Someone's eye is seeing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hey, I just want to flow by the Spirit. I know I've only got a few minutes. Sometimes when you come with a program, plan, and idea, and your ideologies, philosophies, theologies, and you want to come and do the same thing, and you know when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, hey, the Bible says you will receive power when the Spirit of God comes upon your life, and you will be a witness. Hallelujah. In every region, Judea, Jerusalem, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, no sickness, no addiction, hey, no hurt, no unforgiveness, no rejection can hold you down if the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you. Hey, I'm excited for Jesus. I can't keep quiet because I know what He's done for me. Hallelujah. I was rejected. Hey, I was disgraced in this life. I was born Muslim. My father was a Muslim man. He left us with my mother when I was a young age. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. I always say when I share my testimony, Craig. Praise God. This is the man of God. Craig, this is the sons of God that came with me. I know there's more guys that is coming. The Lord gave me a vision in 2014. He said, get seven brothers from seven different churches and I will turn my face your way. So we're from all different churches. We're not from one church. But we all are under a pastor. It's very important to be submitted to a leader. If you want to lead, you must be under a leader first. You can't lead if you weren't led before. Hallelujah. So we can't just say, yeah, we want to be led by the Spirit of God. But we can't allow a shepherd to lead us first. Sorry to just... So if I'm moving a little bit too fast, I'm pitching all over the place, but I'm just locating what the Spirit of God wants me to locate. So I just flow with Him. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And so my father left. And growing up in Mitchell's Plain wasn't easy. I'm the youngest of three. And you know, growing up, my brother was the intellectual one. He's the computer fundi. He's a programmer today. He's doing well. My sister works at UCT. And they're just flying. With academics, and I'm the one that is struggling to get to that level, and my mother's working as hard as she can to try and provide for each and every one of us. But I made a decision when I was 13 years old to pick up a cigarette on my way home from primary school. And I picked that cigarette up that afternoon after school in the alleyway. And I picked the cigarette up past and I pulled my first drag of the cigarette. And I believe that is the day when everything began to change. The enemy started coming in into my life. And the next choice led to Dhaka and to Mandrax and to rocks. And to ecstasy, and I'm going to underground parties. I'm going to calorie liquid, psychedelic parties. I'm going to underground hip-hop part. And I'm busy in the underground world. Operating in the underground world. Drug addict for 13 years. Crystal meth. Selling drugs in Mitchell's Plain for 3 years. Just ended up in a very broken place. People would speak about Jesus around me, but I was interested. Don't talk, take that Jesus nonsense and go talk that stuff somewhere else, but someone who cares. That was my attitude. I remember one Christmas, my grandmother and my mother, then they're setting up the Christmas lights, and because I'm so broken and so angry at everything, at the world, I came into my grandmother's house, jumped over the back wall, broke the Christmas tree, broke the Christmas lights. And I thought to myself, you guys can't be happy if I'm not happy. You guys can't be celebrating when I'm broken. This is, and you know, just destructive. Any chance I get to hurt them, I'm hurting them, because they can't see what I'm going through. They don't understand what it is to walk around late at night, not knowing where you're going to eat, where you're going to drink, where you're going to sleep. One pair of slippers, one pair, I had a jeans, I always used to say, my jeans had geblink van veelheid. You maybe thought it was a style. No, it was dirt. Boxes, dirty socks, is like sandpaper. Jesus. Praise God. I know where I come from, man. Slept on the soccer field many nights. Slept in broken cars many nights. You know, times when I saw my family coming to look for me. I'm standing behind a window in a house, in a drug house, and watching them look for me and run around for me, and I'm standing by the window crying. But to the friends, I got the brave face. I got the mask for everyone. When I come to the Rastas, I got the mask. When I come to the underground guys, I got the mask. When I come to the woman, I got the mask. I got the mask for every occasion. I got the mask. I can be every, whoever you are, there. Know how to adapt now, but broken inside. Smiling for everyone, but broken inside. And I remember one day being 5 days awake on drugs. Now the drugs has already got me out. I put it on some pictures to show you now. I've got some pictures on my phone. Thin like a matchstick. Stucken, yeltemal stucken. And you know, I had a praying grandmother. She was an intercessor at, none of you heard of Pastor Andre could see, Evangelist Andre could see, they're doing the white tent, Nikki could see, right in the way. And she was an intercessor at that church. And 5 days awake, your body begins to eat on itself, because you're not eating right, you're not sleeping right. So now your body's trying to pull nutrients from here and there, and your mind and your brain feels like it's burning because of the chemicals that is flowing through your bloodstream. And I remember, I just felt like I'm going to just fall over and die. But something told me, just make it to your grandmother's house. Something just told me, just make it to your grandmother's house. And I dragged my feet on a Wednesday. It was 32 degrees outside. And I remember walking in Park Avenue, Mitchell's Plain, and the cars are driving past me, but everything is going boom, boom, in this slow motion. And I'm like, oh, I just need to make it till there. And I'm within 5 meters from my house, and I remember standing by the one pole there, a pallet in the park. And I'm standing by the pole, Craig, and I'm finished. And I thought to myself, hey, the ambulance is going to come pick me up here. It's not going to be a nice scene now, man. The ambulance picked me up here in front of my grandmother's house. And the neighbors, you know, you think about all these things. Because Mrs. Weber was a praying woman, man. And that's her grandson walking there. Take a look, hey. The people used to say, look how he looks. I come with a goeie huise. Maar kyk hoe lyk hy. Praise the Lord. And sometimes the church people, they talk like that, Pastor. Look how he looks. His grandmother, look at him. He comes out of a decent home. And I remember making it to a front door and opening and knocking on the door. And I remember the sound of her feet running to the door. She had slippers on, running to the door. She's going to be with the Lord now. Running to the door, and she opens the door, and I remember looking down the passageway, If you look down the passage where you see directly into her bedroom, and there was a Bible on a little wooden chair. Bible is on the chair. And the curtain is open and the sunlight is hitting the Bible. And the scene is set. And I'm thinking, yo, this is sick of my time. This is sick of my time now because I got no way. I'm out of options. The friends, the doors is closed. I'm banned from the drug houses. The drug houses don't want me there because the police is after me. The gangs are after me. The guy that I was selling with got shot 10 times looking for me. Everything is against me now. The clock is running out now. And she opens the door and the first thing I do is go to the bathroom to wash my face. Just cold water on my face because I'm going to pass out. I felt like I was going to pass out. And I go into the kitchen and I said to her, nothing did Jesus try. Let me try this Jesus that you speak about. I wasn't even convinced. To be honest with you, I wasn't even convinced. I said, let me try this Jesus that you speak about because I've tried everything. Tried gangsterism, tried drugs, tried woman, tried Rastafari, tried party, tried friends, tried stealing, tried everything. Tried all the stuff. Let me try this. Let me just try. And I prayed a prayer of salvation in the kitchen, Pastor. Close my eyes and she's leading me in this prayer. And while I'm praying, just leading me in the prayer. And I opened my eyes and I was completely sober. And it's 8 years later.
Hallelujah.
8 years later.
Hallelujah.
8 years later. Today I'm a married man.
Praise God.
I've been to 9 nations in the last 3 years. When I see that aeroplane fly over that soccer field when I used to sleep on, I can only say glory be. Glory be to the Most High God. I still needed a place after the Lord touched my life. I still needed a place to get away, to seek the Lord. And I found a place called Teen Challenge. Pastor Nomdo is my senior pastor. Pastor Nomdo and Pastor Erica, they have a rehabilitation center called Teen Challenge. Was in Easter River. I told my girlfriend at the time, Google it. My girlfriend had a relationship was just on a thin line, but she Googled it. Praise God. And I went in there, and that's a time where I really got to hear the voice of God. A time of separation from the family, a time of consecration, just to get into the presence of God and hear His voice. I said, Lord, you're going to need to speak to me, because I don't want to hear this and I hear that. You need to speak to me yourself. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to hear your voice. I'm going to do whatever it takes just to hear your voice, because I don't want to hear this one said, brother, the Yerah said, and the Yerah said that. There's a place for that, and I understand that. But you need to speak to me. You need to be real to me, because I've tried everything and nothing else was real. So you need to be real to me. And I remember sitting in a coffee shop at Teen Challenge, opening my books and my Bibles and having all the different translations open. And speak to me. And so tired, Pastor, I just laid on the floor in the coffee shop there alone, because I had access to the coffee shop. Now my mentor, Quentin, gave me a key. I organized it so I can be alone there. And laying on the floor on my back. Okay, now what now? I did everything, Lord. And then I just began to hear this voice on the inside of me. Not an audible voice, that like I just heard a voice on the inside of me. Gentle voice, son. Not many words. Not many words. And I discerned, hey, this is the voice of the Lord. This is the voice of God. God is endeavoring to speak to His people in this day.
Amen.
In this time.
Amen.
Sometimes we can get too busy. Sometimes we're too busy with our careers. Sometimes we're too busy all over the show. Sometimes we got our hands in here and our hands in there and our hands in all the wrong places. And God is yearning and longing just to speak. Don't get too busy that you don't hear God's voice. Because He loves you. He's got a tremendous plan for your life. Today, for the past 4 years, I'm finishing, Pastor. I'm closing. Because I need to follow protocol. Protocol is important to me. So, Pastor, give me a sign when it's time out, please. Please give me a sign. And today I'm running a center in Easter for the past 4 years, the Hope Revolution program under my senior pastor, Dr. Nomdo, who is now he's a senior pastor over Teen Challenge Africa. So he's in charge of all over Africa. There's 1,400 Teen Challenge Christian-based rehabilitation centers worldwide. So he oversees Africa. So he gave me this great opportunity for the past 4 years to run the center in East River, taking care of 30 guys at a time and imparting in their lives. But it's the grace of God, people. God is so ready to use you, my brother, my sister. God is so ready to use you. And sometimes we just need to live out that grace and that gift that's on the inside of you. There are so many gifts sitting in this church. There's so much grace sitting in this church. You see? And sometimes your grace is not here. Sometimes your grace is, it's in events. Sometimes it's hospital, man. It's under the covering, yes. But sometimes it's out there. The work is out there. Light needs to shine in a dark place. But unfortunately, nowadays, Pastor, it's like the church has become the mission field. And it's a sad thing. The mission field is out there. We need to stop looking at one another. We need to go. We need to go. We need to go bring them out of darkness and bring them into this marvelous light of Jesus Christ. He saves. He delivers. He sets free. There is nothing too hard for God. And that same God is on the inside of you. And He wants out. He wants to flow through you, not like a lake, but like a river. Streams of living water wants to flow through your life. Hey, the sick needs to be healed. The blind eyes needs to be opened. Hey, the deaf needs to hear. The dead needs to be raised. We are in that time, in that hour. Hey, the Holy Spirit is the same Holy Ghost that was in the day of... It's the same Holy Ghost that's alive on the inside of you. I prophesy over this house today. There's a great awakening. There's a great revival. There's a great fire that is coming out of you guys. There's a great fire. There's a stirring taking place on the inside of you. You will answer the call of God. 2020 will be a different year. Even this year, there's a door opening. God is opening up a door for you in the mighty name of Jesus. A door. I prophesy an open door over your lives in the name of Jesus. Every door that the enemy has shut is opening for you in Jesus' mighty name. I've come to confirm that word in this house tonight. There's a door opening for you. A door to step into your destiny. Don't miss the timing of God. Don't miss the move of God. In the last days, you pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. We are in that hour. We are in that time. You will see visions. You will prophesy. You will go. You will speak in tongues. You will interpret the tongues. You will flow in the grace of God. It is not by might. It is not by power. But it is by the Spirit of the living God. Hey, even in this meeting now, when I was praying in the beginning, I just saw the Lord showed me. Body pains, stomach pains, stomach problems being healed. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Have faith in God. Speak to that mountain. It must move in the name of Jesus. Come on, you have the faith of God on the inside of you. Hey, you believe, therefore we speak. We speak and believe. We believe and we speak. We say to a thing, go, and it must go. In Jesus' name. Come on, rise up in your authority. You've been given dominion. Genesis 1:26 is restored in your life when you accept Christ Jesus. Dominion and power over every creeping thing on the earth is yours, child of God. It's yours, son of God. It's yours, daughter of God. It is who you are. You are a royal priesthood, man. You are holy. You are a peculiar people. No more brokenness. Get it sorted. Get it fixed. Allow Him to fix it for you. And move and press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Press towards the mark. Push towards the mark. No more feeling sorry for yourself. I don't have this and I don't. I've given you the kingdom of God. I've given you the keys to the kingdom. Come on, rise up in who you are. Rise up in your identity. We're in the last month. We're in the last lap of the year. This is no time to fall asleep. This is no time to stay out of church. This is the time to pray. This is the time to praise. This is the time to push. In the name of Jesus, you will not sleep. You will not slumber. But you will push to your destiny. Don't fall asleep, child of God. Not now. This is the time when the world becomes alive. This is no time for the church to sleep. This is the time for us to be on our knees. This is the time for us to be praising. This is the time for us to be worshiping. Come on, sons. Come on, daughters of the Most High God. Come on, you're not some nobody from nowhere. Hey, you've been called by God. God has handpicked you. The fact that you're sitting in this meeting tonight, God has placed a mark on your life. You're not too old to be used by God. You're not too young to be used by God. God will use your life. He will pour His oil upon your life. He will anoint your life and use you mightily in the kingdom of God. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fort Rucker Street is filled with broken people. Barrow is filled with broken people. There's street corners. People don't have blankets. People don't have something to eat this Christmas. Come on, let's rise up like a church. Let's do something about it. Let's not look. Let's not blind. No, let's do something about it. Let's not talk Jesus, but let's demonstrate Jesus Christ. Everyone can, this pulpit, no man, it's not about being by this pulpit and preaching all these eloquent things, but it's about demonstrating the love of Christ. Don't be pulpit hungry. This is not a quiet place to be. This is not Alpha and Omega. The highways and the byways, the nightclubs, the strip clubs, the prison doors. Glory to God. The addicted, the afflicted, the wounded, the broken, they need you. They need you. They need what you have inside of you. This is your time. This is your hour. Hear the word of the Lord. I didn't come prepared tonight, but I said, Holy Ghost, speak your word. Speak your word to the people. Speak to them, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Come on, spirit here. All the year.